the three angels' messages placed in the future. Bell apparently was placing the three angels' messages as future. Ellen White wrote out in a document of 21 pages a more detailed presentation dealing with Bell's position. This, too, carried the title Testimony Concerning the Views of Prophecy Held by Brother John Bell. Its opening words sound the keynote of warning. The proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages has been located by the word of inspiration. Not a peg or pin is to be removed. Not only was Bell altering the position of the three angels' messages, but he was also introducing time-setting elements. She met both points squarely. Her statement may be read in. Here and there in this exposure of error and confirmation of truth are timeless, thought-provoking expressions, such as God's people, who in their belief and fulfillment of prophecy have acted a part in the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages, know where they stand. They have an experience that is more precious than fine gold. They are to stand firm as a rock, holding the beginning of their confidence steadfast unto the end. A transforming power attended the proclamation of the first and second angels' messages, as it attends the message of the third angel. Lasting convictions were made upon human minds. The power of the Holy Spirit was manifested. There was diligent study of the scriptures, point by point. Almost entire nights were devoted to earnest searching of the Word. We searched for the truth as for hidden treasures. The Lord revealed Himself to us. Light was shed on the prophecies, and we knew that we received divine instruction. The Lord will not lead minds now to set aside the truth that the Holy Spirit has moved upon His servants in the past to proclaim. The Lord does not lay upon those who have not had an experience in His work the burden of making a new exposition of those prophecies which He has, by His Holy Spirit, moved upon His chosen servants to explain. According to the light God has given me, this is the work which you, Brother F. Bell, have been attempting to do. John Bell read thoughtfully and prayerfully the two communications, and accepted them as messages of warning from God to him. He dropped his fanciful and misleading teachings and embraced without reservation the doctrinal teachings of the Church. Of this experience, A.G. Daniels wrote to W.C. White on May 6, 1897, John Bell has taken a splendid position on the testimony concerning his book. He has set aside his erroneous views altogether, and stands in the best position I have known him at all. A. G. Daniels Letter in 11 WCW, p. 435.